Hi, this is Radio Kate here at the Perimeter Institute as part of the Quantum to Cosmos Festival, and I went to a fascinating talk earlier by Cory Doctorow, who is not only a sci-fi author, but co-editor of BoingBoing.net and co-founder of the UK Open Rights Group. It's a bit of a harsh question to try and get you to pre-see your hour-long talk into a few minutes, but do you want to have a go?
Yeah, sure. Well, I guess the point of my talk was that copyright, which was really a system to regulate how publishers and other big industrial entities interacted with each other, has expanded to cover everything we do on the internet, because everything we do on the internet involves making copies. And so whether that's getting our health information or participating in government, falling in love, staying in touch with our family, suddenly it all falls into this purview of copyright law, which is really not a very good fit for it. And as a result, it's made us all into copyright law violators. And as a professional writer, science fiction novelist, who relies on copyright law to some extent for my living, it's really important to me that we come up with a copyright law system that we can all believe in, and that you know, people don't assume is just rubbish because they know that they're violating it all day long.
And I loved what you were saying about books and how special they are and how important it is to sort of inherit books and pass them on. And I mean, how do you think the sort of advent of the Kindle and other e-book readers is affecting that relationship that we have with books?
Well, I think that it's important to note that people who publish their books or audiobooks in digital form have really become enemies of copyright, who have no respect for our property. Rather than respecting copyright, which says that when you buy a book, you own it, and you can pass it on to your family, and you can lend it to a friend, and you can inherit it, and you can donate it to the school library when you're done with it, they're saying that copyright law has no bearing on your ownership of the book. They want to throw copyright law out and replace it with a long contract, this, 27,000 words of non-negotiable contract language that throws copyright out entirely and says that you're not a reader or an owner anymore, you're a licensor or a user, and that all of the rights that Parliament gave you in copyright have no bearing on your relationship to this book. And I think that, as a business question, doing this really breaks people's emotional connection with their books. It breaks the centuries-old connection we have with books, where we really view them as the spark that keeps civilization alive. This is something publishers should be exploiting in the 21st century, using to good effect to make more money, not setting out systematically to alienate people from and destroy.
So, I mean, what's the answer? What should we be doing?
Well, if it comes to ebooks and audiobooks, I think we should be saying if you bought it, you own it. That you get exactly the same rights if you buy an audiobook from a download service as you do if you buy the CD. The right to rip it, the right to own it, the right to lend it, the right to get it back from a friend, the right to give it to your kids. All of those rights should come with buying the digital file, just like they do when you buy the digital file just on a CD. Same with an audiobook. When it comes to the broader question of copyright on the internet, I think that we need to recognize that what people do on the internet with copyrighted works with each other is fundamentally different from what companies do with copyrighted works with one another or with licensees and licensors. And to stop treating people who want to send a copy of a music file to a friend as though they were the equivalent of someone who wanted to pirate that disc and stand on the street selling it from a blanket. It's often the case that you get people from the record industry, especially, saying, "Well, when you copy a CD, it's exactly like shoplifting it." Well, on the one hand, I think that this is not a very interesting or useful parallel. On the other hand, I actually would settle for a legal regime that said copying a CD is just like shoplifting it, because then you would limit the penalties to the actual damages, and you get a day in court before anyone convicted you. In truth, the way that copyright law works, you face much stiffer penalties for copying a CD for a friend than you do for shoplifting it. And moreover, it's often the case that those penalties can be incurred. For example, like you might lose your internet connection the way that Lord Mandelson has proposed, without a judge ever intervening or you having a chance to hire a lawyer to defend you in court. Really, they want to have their cake and eat it too.
It's an interesting question. Tom Phillips at Flashboy on Twitter wanted me to ask you, what should non-commercial mean in the context of Creative Commons licenses? And are there any new sort of copyright laws that are using the sort of Creative Commons idea to allow specific forms of reuse as creators see fit?
Well, I guess the non-commercial question is a really thorny one, and it varies really by context a lot, by what country you're in and by what industry you're in. This is another important thing, is that copyright law likes to treat all works as though they're the same. But really, they all have different economics, different norms, different production modes. Needlepoint patterns aren't the same as books, which aren't the same as $300 million movies, which aren't the same as two-minute videos of my daughter dancing in the bathtub. But copyright law gives them all the same bundle of rights, the same penalties and everything. It doesn't make any sense. Now, that said, Creative Commons commissioned a very exhaustive study of people's views on the internet towards what is and isn't non-commercial. And rather than try and give you a pat answer, I'd say you should have a look at that, because it really does tell you what the state of the art is today, what's on the internet's mind when you say non-commercial. As to the question of whether there's copyright laws that accommodate new kinds of use or uses that make sense on the internet, I think we're trying. There's a lot of proposals around orphan works. The Americans have a proposed settlement in Google Book Search about orphan works that may or may not make sense. We are really trying to find our way to the right answer. I in general favor where nothing else will work, blanket licenses like those used by the PRS for public performance, but for all kinds of works. I think that if you, for example, went to ISPs like TalkTalk and said, you know, if you give us $3 a month for every one of your customers, we'll give you a license to allow them to download any song ever created under any in any format using any piece of software, that TalkTalk would happily sign up for that service, pay the license fee for every one of its subscribers, and revise all of its adverts to say TalkTalk, the ISP that comes with all the music ever recorded, and the music industry would end up with £3 per person forever per month. I think that sounds like a pretty good deal to me. Certainly it works very well in radio, works very well in live performance. It's got a track record that suing music downloaders certainly has no track record to boast of. You know, the question, how many times do we have to sue people before they love us and go to the record store, appears not to have any satisfactory answer to anyone.
Okay, well, what time is it? It's 10:15 at night. I've dragged you out of the Black Hole Bistro, so the least that I can do is let you have a plug of your book, which sounded pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So my new book is called Makers, and it's about hardware hackers who make stuff after the economy collapses. It launches next week. We'll be doing the British launch at Forbidden Planet Superstore in London on October the 29th from 6 to 7 p.m.
And you said you were going to be releasing it in various different forms.
Oh, no, that's my short story collection. Oh, yes, no, I guess I get two plugs. I've just announced that I'm doing a short story collection called With a Little Help. That's a kind of DIY short story collection. There'll be a free electronic edition, just like with all of my books, a free audio edition, and those audio stories are read aloud by friends of mine who are voice actors, including Neil Gaiman, who's a much-loved British creator. And you can also buy them on CD, and you can also buy the electronic book as a print-on-demand book. There are four different covers, so you can collect the whole set. Because it's print-on-demand, if you find a typo and send it to me, I'll fix it in the next copy printed and give you a little footnote at the bottom of that page. And then there's 250 bespoke hardcovers being bound in Clark & Well at the Wyvern Bindery. And every book has unique end papers that are the paper ephemera of science fiction writers I admire who are friends of mine. Everything from Jay Lake's cancer diagnosis to Kathy Koja's uproariously funny second grade report card. And then at the top end of the premium, there's for $10,000, I'll allow one person to commission a short story to go in the collection. And I actually sold that in advance. I mentioned it over lunch to a friend, Mark Shuttleworth, who started the Ubuntu Project, and he bought it immediately, which makes me think that I probably should have charged more for it. But the interesting thing about all of this is that I'm taking all the financial information, all the profit and loss, and publishing it as an appendix to the book that's going to be added every month. So every month it'll be a book with an additional appendix, and those numbers will be compared as against my last traditionally published short story collection.
Well, there you go. You can see why we enjoyed the talk so much earlier. If you want to hear the entire talk that Corey gave earlier, you can listen to it at www.q2cfestival.com. Thank you ever so much.
Cheers. My pleasure.